Welcome to the podcast, Feel the Flow. I'm Terry Paul Choice, and I'm going to be hosting an hour-long podcast of music and some inspirational words. I'm from outside Halifax, Nova Scotia, and quite a few of the artists I'm going to be playing are Canadian. So one of my intentions of this show is to help you have a wonderful day, uplift your spirits, and to learn a little bit about Canadian music. So I hope you appreciate my selection, and I'm really, really excited to be a part of New Thought Media. The first group that I'm going to play is called Great Big Sea. They hail from Newfoundland, Canada, and it's called Live This Life.
In every life, there lives a melody. In every heart, there hides a knife. And every soul shall seek its harmony, while every fist will
That was Great Big Sea. They're from Newfoundland on the far eastern side of Canada. And now someone from the other coast, from British Columbia. This is Anne Mortefee with Born to Live.
We were born to live, not just survive, though the road be long and the river wide, though the seasons change and the willows bend, though some dreams break, some others mend. We were born to give.
Songs and readings in this segment of the show are going to be about life. Wonderful, wonderful, exciting, exhilarating life. And I'm going to start off a reading from the wonderful poetry book called Go In and In by Dana Fold. Life comes as is. No warranties. No extra button sewn inside the sleeve. No spare tire in the trunk. The twists and turns of circumstance or illness catch us unaware. Each day, a thousand reasons to despair, lament, forget the reason we are here. And yet, despite the odds, the flame inside each one of us burns true. Like butterflies emerging from cocoons, we learn to spread our wings and fly. We seek and find the light. This mind-body is born with all that is required to know freedom. Over time, we find life's only guarantee. We cannot be separated from divinity, nor cut off from the source of our supply. Yes, we will age and die, yet that is but a change in form. The essence of us soars as freely as a butterfly over fields of wild flowers. Beauty sipping nectar, blessed and evanescent. In form and essence, We are beauty, whole, and simply present. That's Dana Folds from Go In and In. And now a song by Lara Fabian. It's called Wonderful Life. Lara Fabian originally hailed from Quebec, Canada.
Here I go out to see again. The sunshine fills my head, and dreams hang in the air. And I need a friend, oh, I need a friend to make me happy. Not stand here on my own. Look at me standing here on my own again. I'm straight in the sunshine. No need to laugh and cry. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. No need to run and hide. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. Girls in the sky and in my blue eyes, you know it feels unfair. There's magic everywhere. Let me stand here on my own again, up straight in the sunshine. No need to laugh and cry. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. No need to run and hide. It's a wonderful, wonderful.
Lara Fabian from Quebec. And now we're going to have a few Americans, starting off with John Cougar Mellencamp with Your Life Is Now, followed by Beth Nielsen Chapman with Life Goes On.
See the seasons turn like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is now. Your life is now. Your life is now. In this undiscovered moment, lift your head up above the crowd. We could shake this world if you would only show us how. Your life is now. Would you teach your children to tell the truth? Would you take the high road if you could choose? Do you believe you're a victim of a great compromise? 'Cause I believe you change your mind and change your heart.
Slightest chance for the weak.
We just heard Your Life Is Now by John Cougar Mellencamp and Life Holds On with Beth Nielsen Chapman. One of my all-time favorite writers is Mark Nepo. Every one of his books is a blessing. The one I'm reading right now is called The One Life We're Given, Finding the Wisdom That Waits in Your Heart. And I'm going to do a reading. It's an edited reading taken from pages 10 and 11. The experience of flow is a complete sense of feeling alive and content, regardless of the activity that leads us there. We can immerse ourselves wholeheartedly in anything. We can shoot a basketball cleanly through the net. We can sit with a loved one in the sun. We can climb so long that we are nothing but the climb. We can stroke our dog's face or kiss our father's cheek. We can plant flowers. We can plane a board of walnut till we are completely in the stroke of the plane. Whatever the activity, once we love it, the task opens us to all that is holy, and our effort leads us into a flow of aliveness that is within us and around us. Our experience while here as human beings is that all our heart and effort and thought, when filled with authenticity and sincerity, lead us into a state of flow, into a state of active grace, in which we briefly feel the aliveness that precedes us, fills us, and which will outlive us. That's Mark Nepo from The One Life We're Given. And now, Jackson Browne with Alive in the World.
I wanna live in the world, not inside my head. I wanna live in the world. I wanna stand and be counted with the hopeful and the willing, with the open and the strong, with the voices in the dark, fashioning daylight out of song, and the millions of lovers alive in the world. I wanna live in the world, not behind some wall. I wanna live in the world where I will hear if another voice should call to the prisoner inside me, to the captive of my doubt, who among his fantasies harbors the dream of breaking out and taking his chances alive in the world. With its beauty and its cruelty, with its heartbreak and its joy,
with it constantly giving birth to life and to forces that destroy, and the infinite power of change alive in the world.
Wasn't that a great song by Jackson Brown, Alive in the World? You are listening to Feel the Flow on New Thought Radio. I'm Terry Paul Joyce, and the next little segment is going to feature some more Canadian performers. This one is Susan Crowe.
About 1,000 years ago, when I was very young, my hair burned like the sea beneath an ever-rising sun. My blood ran thick with promise. I was tender to the bone, but now I'm Evangeline, made of stone. This is your one and only life. What will you do? Your one and only life. What will you do? They fly all through my hair. The day will come when I will rise to find my eye less fair. And this body scorched by beauty and these hands I left unplayed. What was I waiting for? Afraid. This is your one and only life. What a will. Save yourself for glory. You can wait till judgment day. You can hold out till you stand a breath away from heaven's gate. Your day of redemption will come too late. This is your one and only life. What will you do? What will you do? This is your one, your only, your wild, your precious, your one and only life.
signaling the start to something that's already underway. Transcending and mending the balance which we weigh. All the promise of tomorrow against the wrongs of yesterday. Quite right. So she begins a journey. For the first time she is aware that the universe is all around her, but it never was centered there.
That was the Nova Scotian group Sons of Maxwell. We're going to be moving on now to a set that is all about love, starting with Daniel Nemeth. I know many, many people love Daniel, and this is his song, Love Is My Decision.
It's up to me to give of my heart. Love is my decision. No one else And once I decide to change my mind, God will show me how. Love is my decision, my decision right here and now. Love is my decision. It's up to me to stand on that bridge. Love is my decision. No one else can make me forgive. And once I decide decision right here and now. Love is my decision. It's up to me to dance down the
strong, overpower others and prove
Was Canadian Eve Goldberg, and now Sean Galloway with I Choose Love.
Choose the fear, the whole world crying for the strength that we can. see us dawning as one world united. So what do you choose? Love or fear?
The heart is so much more than a vital organ. Your heart is the center of your feelings. I hope each and every one of us does indeed choose love. I am going to do a short reading now from the book The Power of the Heart, Finding Your True Purpose in Life by Baptiste Depape. He writes, "The heart is so much more than a vital organ. Your heart is the center of your feelings. As Proverbs says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. When you express your deepest emotions, you instinctively put your hand to your heart. And when you indicate yourself in conversation, you don't point to your head, you point to your heart. Our language is full of expressions that refer to the heart as the seat of our feelings. We describe someone who is affectionate as open-hearted or warm-hearted, and someone who is cold and insensitive as heartless. Someone is near to your heart when you care a great deal about him or her. You give someone heart when you encourage them. Lose your heart when you fall in love. But the most captivating phrase of all to me is to follow your heart, to do what you love doing most." Now we're going to hear from Karen Drucker. She's a great favorite of many, many people. This is her song, "I Love My Life."
Thank you. day I'm alive. And every day I wake up and I say, today I love my life. Every day I wake up and I say, today I love my life. Oh yeah, I love it. Yes, I love it, love it, love it. Yes, I love it, love my life. Love it, love it. Yes, I love it, love it, love it. Yes, I love it, love my life. Oh, yeah. Love it, love it. Yes, I love it, love it, love it. Yes, I love it, love my life. Love it, love it. Yes, I love it, love it, love it. Yes, I love it, love. Up and I say, today I love my life. Every day I wake up and I say, today I love my life. I really love my life.
Isn't Karen Drucker fabulous? Well, you have been listening to Feel the Flow, and I'm Terry Paul Choice. It was a great pleasure to be with you today on New Thought Media, and I hope you tune in for lots of other wonderful programming here at New Thought Media. This is such an exciting way to touch our spirits, to touch our hearts, and to stay in connection with each other. This was a show all about life and all about love. So I hope you enjoy your life and find lots and lots to love. Until next time, I'm Terry Choice. Thank you for joining us.